As this week's parsha begins, there's a commandment. The commandment is to conduct a census. If one listens carefully to the text, one will hear that the point of the census is in order to create an army. The reason an army needs to be created is in order to start the next stage of Jewish history, and that is to enter into the land of Israel. It's interesting. When we left Egypt, there were all kinds of miracles. When we left Egypt, God didn't let us travel the shorter way where we would have met resistance and war. But now we're getting ready for war. It's implied, and this is certainly the way the Ramban understands it, is that we're going to need to be prepared to fight, to have the land of Israel. Which means even though God certainly can do miracles, the Ramban says it's better if miracles are not manifest. Even though he allows that there's sometimes in history, for God's reasons, that there needs to be a miracle, the way that God prefers to act, according to the Ramban's understanding, is by not having the blatant, miraculous event take place. Rather, man needs to do their part. We need to do the best that we can. We need to work within the rules of nature. And then hopefully behind the scenes, at least, God will help us. Now, it's interesting because when the Jews left Egypt, they were in reality two destinations. And it's easy to get confused. One destination was Mount Sinai. And we went there. And the truth is, it was complicated. We spent more time there than we should have. And now we're getting ready for the other destination. The other destination is, as we said, the land of Israel. This coming week, there's going to be a holiday which will take place, the holiday of Shavuot. If one is careful to understand the meaning of the holiday Shavuot, it actually represents these dual destinations. Because on the one hand, the holiday is when we celebrate the giving of the Torah, Mount Sinai, the destination that we arrived at first. On the other hand, the holiday represents what's called Chag HaBikurim, where the farmer would bring the first fruits from the land of Israel over to the temple and thank God for God's involvement. By the way, God's involvement behind the scenes. As the farmer knows, had the conditions been wrong, too much rain, too little rain, too much sun, too little sun, rain at the wrong time, and all kinds of other things could take place to frustrate the ability of the land to give forth its fruits. So it's interesting. Living in the land will require us to understand that indeed God is there behind the scenes. On the other hand, there's a beautiful interpretation of the Sforno. He says at this point, even though we will be entering into formation, he doesn't understand it as military formation. He understands it as marching formation. For he believes in this wonderful, I don't want to use the word fantasy, but this wonderful vision that all the nations of the world would understand that God promised the land of Israel to the Jewish people. And as the Jewish people make their way back to the land of Israel, the inhabitants will recognize that the rightful owners are there. And in this Sforno scenario, there will be no war and no bloodshed. Rather, the rightful owners come and they take their land. Unfortunately, his beautiful dream is, as of this point, still a dream. And we hope and we pray that the dream of the Sforno will really come to fruition. Shabbat Shalom and Chag Sameach.